This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Sunday night. We're down at Quincy Raceways. We're with tonight's UMP late model feature winner, Kevin Weaver. Kevin, I didn't have down where hometown is. Where is that?
It's in Gibson City. It's almost 220 miles north of here.
Quite a ways.
It's a long ways down here.
Well, it seemed like a little shorter trip going home, though, because you got the win.
Yeah, I mean, we come down here to win, but a lot of people always go to win. But we come down and we won, and we got some points. I mean, that was mainly what we was after. You know, we're trying to win the title for the UMP National Championship. So you may see us here a few more times yet.
A great job tonight. You got up there on the top early. Then, man, I'll tell you, you got to that lap traffic, some heavy lap traffic. And, boy, you shot to the bottom there for about three or four laps. That was a big difference right there because you got through that lap traffic. After that point, you had about a full straightaway lead.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to be in the lead, and I felt like I had a little cushion. So I got to pick and choose on the lap cars, and the track was pretty racy. I mean, I felt like three and four was kind of one lane, you know, for me up on the top. But I could shoot down through the bottom, maybe slide up there, and they'd give me room there once they seen who I was. But three and four, I mean, I had a pretty good line up there on the top, and then I could come in on the top and turn and run down through the bottom, and I thought it was a decent track. I was worried to begin with because it looked like it was so rough there early.
Rough off too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, terrible. But they worked on the track a little bit. I give them credit for that. At least they a good effort to get it smoothed out before we could have a pretty good race.
I tell you, they had those yellows there late, a couple yellows, and if somebody had something for you, they had a chance to show it. But man, on those restarts, you just shot away.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I wish some, you know, I had a radio to tell me that stuff because I was hustling pretty hard there. You know, the last 10 laps there. You know, you never know. You know, I got Brian Shirley back there.
You got some good cars.
Oh yeah,
back
just
there.
Run
Mark
like
Bertor,
yeah,
Brian Shirley.
Yeah, run up there fourth up to Cedar Lake. You know, won the Summer National deal. You just can't ease up, you know, today. You know, you got to run every lap pretty damn hard.
And this Quincy track is pretty much up on the wheel. You don't really have much chance to calm down any on them short straightaways.
Oh no, I mean you're cruising out there pretty good. Like tonight, I'd say we was running 70-80 mile an hour. People say, oh, that's not that fast. But I said, well, hop in your car, run 80 mile an hour, make a U-turn. That's the difference. You know, that's
right.
The hard part.
That's right.
So that's basically what we're doing out here, and it was fun.
How's your season been? Where all you been racing?
We've been running Kankakee a lot. We've really run good up here at Kankakee. I think this is our 14th win this season, so that's the most wins I've probably had in 4 years added together. So our season's really been excellent. The only thing we struggle with, they said Summer Nationals, it just seemed like if we had a problem, we had a problem. I mean, we blew a motor first night. You know, we got flipped up on our side at Belleville. I mean, just one thing after another seemed like it cost us, and then we kind of fell off that tour a little bit, kind of run back home, then picked the tour back up. But it just seemed like we just couldn't put things together for the damn Summer Nationals. And that was real important to get some points there because they do have bonus points for anything over 30 cars. So I just wish we could have run better then.
Who'd you have here helping you out as far as pit crew?
Well, I got Rick Kroon. He's been here. He's been with me for, you know, 26 years, about as long as I've been racing. I just want to thank Jimmy Johns. I mean, if it wasn't for him helping me out with his racing stuff, I couldn't be doing what I'm doing. I mean, he's a big supporter of my race team, and people need to keep eating Jimmy John's sandwiches.
There you go.
Thank you.
Kevin Weaver, thank you for talking with us on the Inside Track. Congratulations on the feature win tonight at Quincy Raceways.
Thank you.
Thanks.